Welcome back to YouTube with the boys. Today we have another fantastic episode for you on Laserbeam.
Normally I like tingly feelings. No, this one ain't.
So today, after last week's incident, we're coming back with Laserbeam today, who I think is a very good one to do. I've actually followed Laserbeam for a while, like when he was starting Fortnite, and around then, because I was a big fan of Click and the Click House, so I definitely loved him in all those videos, and was really into his Fortnite content when Fortnite is on his peak. Laserbeam, I think, is a super good content creator who is very adaptable for, changing content and doing a lot. And I think that's probably his main strength. He currently sits at 19.1 million subscribers, so obviously he is doing pretty well. But what I think is most impressive about him is he is very adaptable. There are some creators where, you know, what happens is they make a video, right? And it's like all Fortnite videos. And, you know, they get a lot of views and all of that. But then they switch off of Fortnite and people don't come as much. A lot of creators are that. I mean, he does have that to some extent. But he seemed to adapt to Among Us well. He's done a bunch of TikTok videos that all have, like, you know, over 5 million views. He's, you know, done GTA videos that have, you know, over 10 million views. His Roblox videos do extremely well.
Four Among Us competitors. Absolutely no money on the line. Ladies and gentlemen, this is the Among Us Meme Olympics.
Like, he's able to do... He keeps his personality the same and is able to apply it to a lot of different games, and I find that very admirable. That he is able to, you know, take something that, like, he isn't restricted. A lot of YouTubers who are popular sometimes can find themselves restricted to one game. When you get to a level where you can play a bunch of different games and still be entertaining, that's when you've kind of realized you've made it. If we look at, you know, some of, you know, the greats of our time, YouTube-wise, we look at PewDiePie, Jacksepticeye, Markiplier, they really don't have a game, they have a personality that people come to see. And I think Laserbeam, although he had massive growth with Fortnite, he's gotten to the point where, you know, he is able to take his personality to other places and people will still watch it. I mean, if we look at his top, five videos right now, or six videos in popularity, yes, four of them are Fortnite, but a TikTok one in there and a TikTok one is in there and a Roblox one is in there, which shows that he obviously can make content that people enjoy outside of Fortnite. And that's why it is, you know, so fun to watch him. And now, as he has gotten more successful, I feel like he has taken more and more pride in his videos. Because, you know, he releases, I would say, not on like a consistent basis, but more, you know, of when the video is good, he is going to release it. And I think he takes a lot of pride in making the videos the best he can. And really focusing on, like, you know, if I don't think this is the quality I want it, if I don't think this is going to get views, he doesn't release it, which is tough to do on YouTube, which is a platform that is really based on consistency in a lot of ways. So the fact that he takes so much, you know, pride in his quality shows that he is, you know, a super good creator. I also think he's been working on a lot of things, so maybe even we will see some consistency in the future. But as I was also saying, as he is getting more successful, he can do a lot more fun things while, you know, playing games, because he is a bit more, let's say, income than he is able to spend on his videos. So as he gets more successful, he gets to, you know, do more pay to win things, and it's super fun. A lot of his best videos, I think, have been spending, you know, money on games that, like, don't really need it. I would never really ever go and play Roblox. I used to love it as a kid, it's definitely a great game, and I could see how a lot of kids are into it. But at the moment, I have never seen, like, I'm never going to go open my computer and, you know, download Roblox and be like, oh, you know, let's get on. Like, again, I rocked Natural Disaster Survival back in the day. Among, you know, other cops and robbers games, Redwood Prison was, I think, one of my favorites. But it was, you know, I loved Roblox. But I'm not going to hop on and play it now. However, if Laserbeam is spending $10,000 on Roblox, yeah, I want to watch that. Because I remember when I was a kid playing Roblox, I would always, you know, go to these tycoon things or go to these random games and be like, wow, like, I wonder, like, what this would be if you spent all the money on this. And he did it.
My backpack is full. Or buy infinite storage for Robux. See, normal children, they'd have to go and sell it like a peasant. I'm a buy infinite storage straight up. Now, all right, surely if I spend money, I can buy some insane weapons to blow stuff up, right? So I'm just going to buy 40 million coins really quick. Like 40 bucks, 50 bucks.
And it's kind of like a Mr. Beast thing when, like, Mr. Beast counted to like 200,000. When people go to extremes that you know, can't really go to or you don't want to go to, it's fun to watch. So when he does spend $10,000 on Robux, that's a great video, because, you know, I feel like we've all wondered a lot, you know, what would it be like if we did that? What it would be like if I had the money to spend on Robux? And he's done that with a few other games like GTA. You know, I think he's been pay to win. He did GTA, like I said, he did Roblox, and he's done other things too.
I forgot to say RuneScape, that is what I was trying to remember.
And it's really fun to see that. He's donated to people who he was wearing his, like, his Fortnite skin. He's bribed people in Among Us. It's fun to have a bit of disposable income, because he's someone who's going to spend it in a super funny way that you enjoy. And I think that's pretty awesome. And that's what's made him super good creator as he's gotten more successful, because he has the sense that Mr. Beast has, that, like, if I pour more money in, it's going to produce more money, and he's willing to take that risk, which I think is pretty awesome. I just want to, like, bit off topic, I wanted to mention, I actually love some of his older videos. He does a lot of, like, older Madden videos. So if, like, you said, like, he wasn't that good of a creator, it was only like Fortnite, go watch his Madden videos. They're actually really, really funny. He was like a great creator even back then, and you could tell he had potential. And it was super fun to watch. He has some great ones, like his first video, convince Wilfork get a 99-yard receiving touchdown pass, which that one's pretty awesome, because Wilfork is like a super big lineman on the Patriots. So it was someone you would never expect to, like, catch that pass.
So I thought I'd set myself a little challenge. Get Vince Wilfork a 99-yard touchdown reception. Now, I'm pretty sure this is literally impossible. I'm playing against the Chicago Bears, and I've put it on rookie, and I still just think it will not happen.
Spoiler alert, it happens.
But no, it's pretty awesome. He does a lot of cool things, and you could tell even then he would try over and over and over and put a lot of effort into it. So no, it's like a super fun videos to watch. You could tell he was a creator with a lot of potential back then. He had the will to go and try things over and over and over. That's what you could tell. When people have that, you know, extra will to keep going again and again and again and spend all this time, and before it was time, now it's money, into, you know, these videos, it's going to pay off. And when they make that risks, if you keep going and keep putting in the effort, you're going to end up being successful. And that's what he did. He just kept, you know, putting a lot of effort into his videos, and they paid off. And then once Fortnite came, he was able to kind of grind in that game with a lot of, you know, other creators that were fun. And his dynamic with other creators like Muzelk and Lachlan were all super cool to watch as well. And that's how he became successful. Yeah. And yeah, I think that he brings a lot, usually a chaotic energy that people like. Like, if you're a Laserbeam fan, you know when he plays with others, he's going to be a little chaotic. He breaks the seriousness and sweatiness of a lot of creators. Because, I mean, to be honest, he's not the best at a lot of games compared to other YouTubers. I mean, he's definitely fun to watch and is always super great and, like, entertaining. But he is not, you know, the best at Fortnite. It's not like he was known for hitting these trick shots or, you know, having, like, the longest game winning streak. No, he was known for his memes and in kind of just being a chaotic force, figuring out how he could break the game. And that's what made him so funny. It was that. And that's why it was so fun to watch. Because he had that ability to, you know, be chaotic. It was a bit of a change-up from, like, Ninja. Ninja, you went to watch because he was super good at the game, and he would always hit clips. Laser Beam, you went to watch because he was fun. And that was the biggest difference. And then with that, he just capitalized on it, and it did well. Yeah. And that brings to another part about Laser Beam. I kind of learned this through watching Click videos. Laser Beam is a big personality. He likes to do things that he thinks is entertaining and that sometimes disrupts the video. But he finds it entertaining, he thinks it's going to be a funny moment. So the issue that happens is, if you are a Laser Beam fan, you are going to love that he is so chaotic. You're going to love and say they did a video where they almost did like a battle royale with like balloons and Nerf darts that had like thumbtacks on the end of it. And that was really fun. But like at one point he runs out of house and runs away. Now, if you're a Laser Beam fan, you're going to think that's hilarious. Because, oh, he's running away, that's so awesome. But if you're not, or you might get annoyed. Because, like, why is he disrupting the video to this extent? I just want them to, like, play by the rules.
Guys, I think he potentially left.
He's left? Mm-hmm. What do you mean he's left? He hasn't left.
Are they coming? Do they know I ran?
So he just left?
Yeah, I just knew we'd come to this. Join cast. Didn't work. Then Elliot got brutally murdered. Realised I stood no chance. Better just to fucking like it. But then I remembered, I'm really unathletic. I have regrets, yes. Shouldn't have tried to betray Elliot. That was a big mistake. But then again, he's dead, so I don't know. I want to go out on my own turn. The samurai call it Sudoku.
So that's where you can get kind of a polarizing effect. In the sense that if you like Laser Beam, you're going to think everything he does is funny and is awesome. And it's going to be like, you know, super, you know, you're like, oh, that was like so funny. He's always like the best. But if you're not, his antics could probably get annoying because a lot of them disrupt videos. They kind of break what's going on. And that could be for the better or for the worse, depending how much you like him. So I think that's where, not his downfall, but if I had to say his, you know, anything that was a negative about him, it was that when he does, you know, Fortnite videos included too, when he does things that kind of like, oh, like I'm going to break, you know, the bridge you're standing on in Fortnite, or I'm going to, you know, run away from the video or try to like fake cheat or argue my side in the rules. Then, if you're, like, on his, like, side and you're a big fan of him going into it, you're gonna be like, oh, yeah, that was so funny. But if you're not, it can get kind of annoying. And that's what I would say would be a downside about him. And if you're a fan, again, it's gonna work out. I know I repeated that. But if you're not, it feels like he's disrupting a video sometimes. Because I came in and my favorite creator has always been, like, Baza and Craig. Because I always just used to watch them alone. And it would get annoying sometimes when he would disrupt those videos.
I do a good job with it, you know?
I just want to say the goal is to take a bite, right?
He's already trying to find a way to break it. I don't know what it is. It's a carrot.
For the audio listeners, which is all of you since there is no video, he took a millimeter of a bite.
No, no, you have to bite through the carrot.
No.
Ah, bullshit.
In
I ingested
here.
Carrot. No. I ingested carrot.
You're not pulling another one of your bullshit.
I ingested
drinks.
Carrot. No one specified nothing. Check the board. Does it say a centimeter on that board? No, it doesn't.
But it's worth the payout because most fans came there for Laserbeam. And, you know, that's what I would say. But going back to him, I think he definitely has a lot of potential. And, like, it's weird saying someone who has potential, who has 19 million subs. But, like, yeah, obviously he has potential. He's at 19 million subs. But I think he has potential outside of Fortnite, is what I'm saying. He's made a lot of great videos outside of Fortnite. And I would be really excited to see him get into a rhythm. He was talking about, he posted a week ago on his channel that he had a terrible, you know, last 8 months dealing with life things. And he's looking forward to grinding again. And, you know, with streaming on YouTube and just generally, you know, making videos, I really do see him progressing to being kind of a PewDiePie figure where he can just kind of do what he wants and he is good in doing it. You know, he can make the videos he wants to and he can do it consistently. He can react to things, he can play games, and it will be successful. I can see him getting to that point because I think he has one of those personalities that draws people in a lot. And that can be obviously very successful, and I see him getting to that point. What he needs to do differently, obviously he needs to hopefully, you know, release videos a bit more consistently, just in the fact that, you know, when, you know, his video spike skill, like if I'm like, I feel like at a Social Blade profile, it's like some months they're like high and then they're down and they're high. It's very spiky and like total subscribers weekly and total video views weekly because of how, in, you know, his schedule is inconsistent. I think if he had a schedule and like maybe it was simple as like one like TikTok video a week. One, you know.
I really wish I could answer why I have said you know 100 times in the past minute.
Either could be game video a week, something like that. You would have like, you know, I'm going to have one game video a week every Monday. If he was able to do that, that would be, I think, very beneficial. But since I think he actually may still edit himself, and since he takes such pride, will he get that? I don't know. He's already at the point of success with his like Fortnite creator code that he doesn't really need to be that consistent. But I think if he were to want to grow to that scale, that's what you would have to do. Or you could do the Mr. Beast strategy, which he's already doing, I would think, at like a halfway point where you could just start funneling more money into your videos and just making them the biggest they can possibly be. And that would be the only difference. But yeah, that's how I think he would grow more successfully, but he doesn't need to do that. For what praise, the only thing I would say differently would be that his personality, like I said, can go to any other game. And I think that his editing style and his wacky type videos has the ability to draw a lot of the younger crowds in. But he can still kind of hold the older crowds. He verges on that perfect, I think, border between, oh, this can be for like a 7-year-old, but you can still have a pretty good time if you're like 16. And I think he does that extremely well and is able to sit that line pretty well. Obviously, he's gotten a few channel strikes in the past, which really sucks, but he's able to border that line, I would say, to a really fun amount. Like, that might be it on Laserbeam. For reviews, I definitely have a few.
I forgot to say one of my favorite Laserbeam moments is when he kissed Creator.
Oh, okay,
can I get some water, please? Why am I slightly around?
Are we...
You put your hands down, bitch.
All right, here we go.
I now know not into that.
Oh,
thank you. It was fun.
I was into it.
Thank you for the Thug is back for, you know, altering your view. I definitely see your suggestion, and I actually think I may do it in this coming week. So thank you, Eli, and, you know, keep your eye out. I think Hannah Rose would be a super fun person to do, so I may be doing her pretty soon. Ooh, thank you, Mysterious Sod Lover. I really appreciate your review. Thank you for, your kind words. And I think that is it for all the reviews. I really appreciate you guys sticking with me, even though we had a bit of a lack of content last week. I really want to upgrade the episodes in a way. And I know it might not seem like it, but I'm still trying to get an interview, but people are pretty busy. So, thank you guys so much. I'll see you next time. Goodbye.